Halfway there. Pairing Fraser Ray Kowalski. Category first time challenge pick. Rating 15+. Done for the prompt of Love in an Elevator for the LiveJournal community Get Fraser Laid. Thanks to Sarah and Nikki for the extra pairs of eyes. Ray banged the back of his head against the polished metal of the elevator. Ray. Another bang. Ray. Ray closed his eyes so he wouldn't have to see their reflections in the other side of the elevator. Then he banged his head against the hard metal plate again. Ray. Ray. Ray let his head fall forward again, then tightened his neck to bang it back again. This time, however, his impact was broken. Ray, please. Fraser's voice was beginning to show some of the strain. We've been here for 2 hours already, Fraser. Ray sighed. He'd long since gotten past anger to annoyance to indifference. The anger part was still evident in the indentation in the opposite wall. Not that the light was all that good, since with the power gone, only backup power was keeping the place illuminated. The hand dropped to rest on his neck, and Ray sighed. He'd gotten past the point where he'd move out of reach. Not much room for it, anyway. He didn't need to turn his head to know that Fraser had long since unbuttoned the search. On Ray's cue, of course, because if he hadn't prompted him, Ray knew the dumb Canuck would just have sat there, boiling in his worn uniform. So, his reasons for getting Fraser out of the uniform might not have been all that innocent, but every hint he'd tried since they'd gotten stuck had been shut down. Hence the trip through anger and frustration. Figured that Fraser thought Ray's attitude came from being holed up in a broken elevator. They said that they will get us out as soon as the power is fully back. We are in no danger here. Fraser's voice was deep and reasonable, but his hand was still warm on Ray's neck. Greater men would have cracked under less pressure, and Ray figured he could use that as an excuse if Fraser knocked him on his ass, figuratively speaking, since he was already sitting on it. Fraser? Ray twisted so he was more or less facing his partner, who'd been sitting next to him for a while now. The hand on the back of Ray's neck slipped down over his shoulder to fall to Fraser's side. Yes, Ray? Can I call you Ben? Ray asked. Fraser frowned. Is there a reason for asking this right now? Fraser asked curiously. Yeah, well, Ray said hesitatingly. I don't think it's right that I don't use your first name when I'm going to do this. And with that, Ray leaned in, put a hand behind Fraser's head, and pulled him in for a kiss. I'm going crazy, Ray muttered against Fraser's lips. Fraser seemed to freeze against him. The warm lips under Ray's didn't move to respond in any way. Is this another way for you to work out your tension from our current predicament? Fraser asked, breath hot against Ray's face. No, Ray said, closing his eyes. He didn't let go of Fraser's neck, but he didn't try to press his mouth against Fraser's either. For a moment, Ray felt like he was suspended in time. Neither man moved or said anything. Why now? Ray shrugged. Ray? I can't run, Ray said in a barely audible voice. The noise that escaped Fraser's lips made Ray draw in his breath hard. Would you? Fraser asked softly, eyes closed, not moving away from Ray. Ray tightened his hand on Fraser's neck a little. Would I what? He asked. Run? Fraser asked. I'm not all that brave, Ray admitted. Yes, you are, Fraser said, finally opening his eyes, pulling back only far enough to meet Ray's. The look that Fraser gave him seemed to almost burn. Much more so than I ever was. This time Ray closed his eyes. He dug his fingers into the tight cords of Fraser's neck. Fraser? Ben, you should call me. That was as far as Fraser got before Ray pulled their mouths together again, feeling their teeth click together. He forced himself to let up a little. No reason to actually hurt Fraser. Ben. Fingers dug into Ray's thigh, and before he knew it, he was sitting across Fraser's lap. Ben! Ben's breathing was faster than it had been before, heavier. There's a camera behind you, he whispered. I do not wish for this to be cheapened by... Oh, Ray said. Right. Damn. If they didn't get out of this damned elevator soon... Though from this angle, Fraser mumbled, his eyes half closed. A warm hand slipped up under Ray's t-shirt. Ray wasn't too proud of the noise that escaped his lips. "But Ben," he stuttered. This side of his partner was, well, a little unsettling. Ben finally looked up at him, cheeks flushed, eyes a little blank. "Ray?" Then he blinked a few times, looking a little worried. "I mean, this is what you wanted, is it not?" Ray bit his lower lip, leaning his forehead against Ben's. "If by this you mean on a permanent basis, yeah." Ben sighed deeply and a small smile curved his lips. "I'm glad to hear that, Ray." Ray finally just grinned. "Benton," he mumbled, running his fingers over Ben's belly, then slid them down a little, feeling the coarse fabric up the pants. Jut, spurs, whatever they called them. Ben's body shuddered under his, and Ray pressed his hand down a little harder, feeling the hard shape underneath the layers. "If it wasn't for the camera," Ray whispered, "I'd have you on your back, legs in the air in no time." Ben whimpered, and there was a definite twitch under Ray's touch. With a twisted grin and a snap of his wrist, he undid the pants and slid his hand inside. Made it through the boxes as well. Warm, slick flesh slid against his palm, and Ray sighed happily. "Ray," Ben whispered breathlessly. "Hush," Ray said. "I wish I could just slip down there and use my mouth," he mumbled. Leaning forward, he claimed Ben's mouth and made sure that Ben couldn't be in doubt about what he'd meant, underlining the statement with a lot of tongue. Ray moved his hand along Ben's erection. The angle was a bit awkward, but he could manage. And Ben wasn't objecting in any way. Heh. 4 strokes and Ray felt how Ben's thighs tightened underneath him. Another stroke and heat and wetness filled his hand, slicked up against his wrist. "Ray?" It was a mere moan against Ray's lips. Ray sighed as Ben's shaking hand came up to brush against his cheek. "You," he said. Then the elevator shook and the light came back on. Reluctantly, Ray pulled his hand out and looked at it. It glistened in the artificial light. Ray licked along one finger, scrunching up his nose at the bitter taste. "Ray?" Ben sounded almost as if in pain. Ray gave him a look, then grinned as Ben fumbled his handkerchief out of his pocket and handed it to Ray. "Please don't do that right now," Ben whispered. Ray nodded slowly, then got to his feet as the elevator lurched back to life. Giving Ben a hand up, he watched him put his pants back in place. "Would you..." Ben started, watching Ray with a slight flush to his cheeks. "Would you be open for retaliation later?" Ray laughed quietly. "Oh, I'm open for it, Ben. Absolutely." Turning around, Ray reached down to adjust himself as the elevator neared the first floor. He looked at his reflection in the blank wall of the elevator. His hair was sticking up as always, but even in the warped reflection he could see his own flush, his own desire. He watched his lips curl into a grin. Next to his reflection was Ben's, furiously trying to fit himself back into Constable Fraser. He might even manage, Ray figured. It wouldn't help now. Ray knew how to get inside. And he planned to do that again just as soon as they got home, where there were no cameras, no confined spaces, and no reasons whatsoever to stop till they were physically too exhausted to carry on. "Ray?" Ben's voice was low, but still very, very warm. "Uh-huh." "What are your plans for the rest of the evening?" he asked. Ray just grinned even wider. "I think you can risk a guess," he said, as the elevator came to a halt, the door slid open. Ray walked out without looking back. He didn't have to. Probably wouldn't be safe to either, unless they wanted someone to call the cops with a case of public indecency. The end.